You're listening to SBS News.
Sport has many benefits on many different levels, but when a head injury occurs, those benefits can come at a high cost. At a recent junior girls AFL game in Sydney, Ian Little's daughter was knocked out and had to be taken to hospital. Despite his obvious concern, it's an occurrence he's prepared himself for.
It's one of those things you want to get up there and get them to be healthy and that, but you're sort of hopeful in the back of your mind that you're not going to go through this, but it happens. You can't keep them wrapped up in cotton wool forever, but, you know, everyone's got to grow up at some stage, so it happens.
Head injury protocols in all major sports have been stepped up and refined in recent years at both elite and community levels. But CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, can only be diagnosed after death. The Australian Sports Brain Bank's co-director is Dr. Rowena Mobbs, and she believes if more research is done, diagnosis and treatment may be possible while sufferers are still alive.
This is a journey that's much needed in Australia now. So not only do we have a case where players and families of the players are wondering what their risk is now, what their symptoms mean if they have symptoms, but do we have CTE in this country as far as clinical symptoms? So this is the leading study in the country as far as understanding that issue.
Last week's confirmation that one of the most popular AFL figures, Danny Frawley, had CTE is another reminder of sport's dangers. He joins Graham Polifama and Rugby League Steve Folkes to be diagnosed with it, and it isn't just caused by concussion. CTE can occur through smaller head knocks over a long period of time. Despite this, Dr. Mobbs says the intention of the Sports Brain Bank isn't to put people off from playing sport.
None of us as researchers or clinicians would say do not play. We want to play sport. These are wonderful sports. We love them in their own right, but we need to understand for the children and the future generations the risk of CTE.
Dexter Dunworth is a former boxer now in his mid-60s. He also used to play rugby union and rugby league and is well used to suffering concussions and the smaller head knocks that can cause CTE. After agreeing to pledge his brain to the Sports Brain Bank, he's hoping the physiotherapy and neurological monitoring he's undergoing under their care will help him deal with the migraines he started to suffer with in recent years.
I would like to think too that a lot of these programs and studies that they do, that it would maybe, you know, prevent some things from developing worse than they could.
The issue of CTE has made headlines in the United States, with retired former American football players receiving almost $700 million in concussion settlement payouts. The issue of possible future payouts here in Australia will be of great concern to the major contact sports. But for the Sports Brain Bank, the lessons learned in America have no application in understanding the growing threat posed by CTE. Dr. Mobbs explains.
Do we know all the answers? Well, we don't. And the studies in the US know more about the risk for American football. But we need to understand our risk for our Australian sports, which, after all, are such an important fabric of Australian society. We really need those answers over the longer term. This is going to be a long-term study over years, probably 5 or 10 years, to really statistically show a basis for CTE risk.
The Australian Sports Brain Bank has analysed 10 brains so far. A similar research project in the United States, used in connection with the American football litigation, analysed over 500. For legends such as Danny Frawley, the research has come too late. But for the sake of the next generation, Australia's Sports Brain Bank needs financial support. And parents on the sidelines up and down the country will welcome more being done to understand more about the risks their children, especially the ever-growing number of girls, face playing sport. Here's what some of them had to say.
The protocols have been well researched and they are there to get the right balance between the mental health benefits and all the positives of sports, and of course if kids get a head injury or other injuries.
You know, the boys have played contact sport for years, there are risks there, but I think it's great that the girls are having a bit of an opportunity now to play, and I think those risks are managed as best they can.
Both the girls play netball, and to be honest with you, they can get just as badly injured in netball as they can out here. It's a softer paddock, right?
Female athletes are known to have higher rates of concussion and longer recovery times than males. This issue, and the fact children are playing organised sport at far younger ages than they were 30 or 40 years ago, are both questions the Australian Sports Brain Bank wants answering in the Australian context. Dr. Mobbs again.
Is there a risk the younger you play and the longer you're exposed to contact or collision sports for CTE down the track? Nobody knows the answer to that, at least certainly not for Australian sports.
Having a go on the sporting field is admired in Australia, but doing so without being armed with the knowledge of what can go wrong is something many would find worrying. The Australian Sports Bank is hoping it can provide that knowledge. John Baldock, SBS News.